News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, the government are set to bring forward stop and search legislation to tackle knife crime. And I'm joined now by Alan Green, a reader in constitutional law and human rights at Birmingham Law School. Good morning to you, Alan. Is this a good idea?
Good morning. I have to say I was quite surprised when I heard the minister announce that he was bringing in new changes to stop and search powers. So I am aware that there is a Garda Powers Bill that is going through the Oireachtas, so the heads of that bill were published last year. But the minister seemed to suggest that there was something perhaps missing in what that bill proposed to do in relation to stop and search powers. So that bill essentially is implementing a recommendation from the Commission on Future Policing to codify all the various different stop and search powers that the Gardaí have.
Sure.
And so the Gardaí already have an existing power to stop and search individuals if they have reasonable suspicion that they're carrying an offensive weapon. And we've heard this figure bandied around that the Gardaí seized 2,000 knives last year. So surely that suggests that the powers are working. So I'm very clear, unclear as
Alan,
to what the gaps are in the legislation.
Well, if they already have some powers to stop and search, what additional powers would this confer? And why is that a bad idea?
So trying to figure out what maybe changes they might make. So I work over here in the UK and the UK, the British police have stop and search powers on the basis of reasonable suspicion. But they also have experimented with kind of suspicionless stop and search powers so that the police could stop you if they don't have reasonable suspicion. Now, these powers are highly controversial. So some of the counter-terrorism powers in this area have actually been found to violate the right to privacy under the European Convention on Human Rights and are no longer in force. And another power that's kind of like a time-limited power that could only be exercised in certain zones, that has been highly controversial. And actually, it's that because a lot of communities think that the police are using it in a discriminatory manner against certain communities.
Okay.
And this has fiercely damaged kind of community relations.
Is that what it boils down to? That on the one hand, there is fear of discrimination. There is perhaps harms to right to privacy. And on the other hand, there is, ability by the guards in this country to actually search people either with suspicion or perhaps even on a whim without suspicion. There is an issue here where a lot of people feel that crime has escalated and street crime in particular has escalated and antisocial behaviour has escalated. And many people here would support the idea of the Gardaí being able to have additional powers in order to combat that. Is that an unreasonable position?
So I think we need to get away from this idea that kind of human rights are somehow holding the Gardaí back and tying their hands behind their back. You know, policing is most effective when it has community support. And community support is linked to a human rights-led policing approach that was recommended by the Commission on the Future of Policing. So actually, you can take a human rights approach and increase security, increase police support.
And
I fully
accept that. And on a population-based, community buy-in is hugely important. But on an individual basis, if you are a guard and you are on the street and you see somebody who, and I don't want to make it all stereotypical, but you see somebody who's looking shifty or what have you, and that you think, oh, that person could be up to no good. On an individual basis, is what harm that they're able to search them and see if they are up to no good, for example, carrying a knife?
Well, there's huge harm in relation to that. A search is actually quite an invasive and intrusive kind of thing to do to a person. And again, coming back to the UK, we've concrete examples in which stop and search powers were used against individuals, not just certain communities, but were also used against journalists. And actually, we've some recommendations that have come out from researchers in Maynooth University who suggest that the proposed legislation currently doesn't have sufficient safeguards.
Well, then can I ask you, Alan, does it come down to which is worse? Searching somebody who is innocent and has nothing and whatever distress that causes them versus not searching somebody who has a knife and might be about to cause harm? Like, is that what it boils down to?
Well, that's works on the assumption that the existing laws are ineffective. And I come back to the point that if the Gardaí have seized over 2,000 knives last year under existing stop and search powers, then surely those powers are working. You know, so I fail to see, and it should be up to the government to justify and demonstrate and prove that these powers are needed. And this is the problem with kind of Irish criminal justice policy generally, is that it's not evidence led. It's not research based. It's very often as a result of knee jerk reactions in the wake of high profile incidents. And this is a critique not just of this current government and previous governments, but also of opposition parties too, that like to make kind of, you know, political hay while the sun shines. Right. And at the end of the day, we can't legislate away. We can't just legislate away crime. You know, it needs a concrete evidence led approach. And you know, I take the minister's approach on face value, that he says he wants to increase and hire more police, and that will take time. But at the same time, you know, we can't just pass new laws to make this problem go away.
Thank you for joining us this morning. That is Alan Green, their reader in constitutional law and human rights at Birmingham Law School. Let us know what you think.
7:42 now. Let's take a look at some of the stories hitting the headlines online and in print this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.